Buenos días y bienvenidos a Embracing Vulnerability. Today is another Wise Women Wednesday, March 6, 2024. Let's start the episode off by reading 101 Blessings to Brighten Your Day and Uplift Your Soul. Promises from God for Women. It says, I will always love you, Jeremiah 31:3. I will always keep you in my heart. I hope everyone is having a great day today. And if you're not having a great day, I hope that your day gets better. That's why I started telling people, have the day that you deserve, instead of saying, have a good day, have a great day. Because some people will literally tell you, don't tell me what kind of day to have. And I understand that. I completely understand that. I should not be telling you what kind of day you should have, but I do hope from the bottom of my soul that you are having a good time wherever you are in this planet. Where I'm located is raining, is foggy, the sky is gray, it's cozy, it's cold for me because I'm dealing with my anemia. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know why I have anemia right now, and that's the reason why I'm cold. I want to talk about my daughter today. And I would like to title this episode, Secrets. I consider to have a close relationship with my daughter. As much as she shares, there are things she does not share. Understandable. I'm not mad. I was a child once. And as much as I shared with my mom, like someone touched me at the age of 7 years old, there were other things I didn't share with her. But I am grateful she always knows that I trust her. Until this day, my mom and I are thick as thieves. I tell my mom a lot of things. I tell my mom things about my relationship with my friends, the neighbors, work. My mom is my literal diary. And I'm thankful because I know everyone doesn't have a relationship like that with their mom. There's something that happens, a transition from child to preteen. And young womanhood between the ages of 9 and 13. Sometimes this is a major transition and it can occur as late as 16 years old. When I say sometimes this is a major transition, I mean all the time this is a major transition. Because no matter how much you trust your parent or your sibling or your friend, when you first get your period, you might feel a rush of emotions. Or if you're one of those rare instances, you might feel confident like, oh, I know what this is. I'm going to do great at it. I know that wasn't my case. I knew that I had to talk to my father, not because I was ashamed, but I would have preferred if my mother was there for my first time that I got my period at 12 years old. She was living in the Dominican Republic. There was nothing I could do to delete the space between us. The first time I had it, I had to go to my guardian, my father, and ask for pads. I'm thankful that I didn't feel shame enough to go to school or go about my day and just bleed profusely or bleed however I was going to bleed and risk having a stain and risk kids making fun of me because my pants were bloody. I chose to be vulnerable with my dad and asked for help versus risking getting caught in school. Because at a certain age, some kids can be cruel with their jokes. And at a certain age, some of us don't understand that words linger and that words stay attached to human beings probably throughout their lifetime. Something you might have said to someone when they were 7 years old, that person might be out there. You may not know them right now. You used to go to school with them, or maybe you were their neighbor, or maybe you are their family member. That person might have remembered that one comment that you made to them when they were 7. And right now that person may be 30 years old and they still remember that one thing you told them that impacted them deeply, whether it's good or it's bad, what you said. Now, being a preteen is very hard. It's very difficult. Despite of how many parents like to go around saying, you have a roof over your head and you have internet and you have food and you have clothes, what can you possibly be having a hard time with? Emotions. That's what they're having a hard time with. Their body. That's what they're having a hard time with. People accepting them in school. That's what they're having a hard time with. How do I know that? Because I went through that. Yes, I've always had friends. I've always been able to charm my way into anything that I've ever wanted. But that's me. That's not necessarily everyone's experience. And even though I had a lot of friends and I'm funny and everyone enjoyed being around me, there were people that did not like me. And that's normal. No one out there in this planet is completely loved by every single person that they bump into in life. There were kids that when I was in fifth grade, when I first came to this country at 9 years old, were making fun of me because I didn't know English. So I made it my goal to learn English so I wouldn't have to rely on them, because I remember the teacher asking them to help me complete the do now. If you were in school back in 2002 in the United States, you know what a do now is. The teacher was asking students to help me complete the do now, and I could tell with their body expression, you don't need language to express certain emotions. I could tell with their body language, with them rolling their eyes, with them tightening their body, that they didn't want to help me, that I was a burden. So I made sure that when I started sixth grade that I knew English. I made sure I watched everything in English. I played every single video game in English, and I knew English right away in fifth grade. And then because they couldn't make fun of me for not speaking English, they started making fun of me and saying, oh, she learned using English sin barrera. If you are Hispanic, you know what English sin barrera is. I never took it as an insult. That's another thing. Sometimes people think they're offending you, and you're in your mind, you're like, I hate to break it to you, buddy, but that was kind of weak. If you're going to come for me, you're going to have to think of a better insult. There's no one out there that could possibly tell me, you're ugly, you're black, you're dumb. None of those insults offend me. None of them. They're beneath me. You gotta come different, and you gotta come hard if you're going to make me feel any type of way about your little insult. To me, I was very proud that I learned English. I came to school September 2002 not knowing English, and by January, I already knew English. By the end of the school year, June, my English was perfected. And when I entered middle school, sixth grade, you cannot tell me nothing. I knew how to complete my do now. I knew how to do all my work by myself. Why? Because I was determined, and I told myself, no one is ever going to make me feel like I'm a burden. No, thank you. I don't like that feeling. I don't like that feeling at all. As an adult, I'm still like this. That if I don't know how to do something, I will either not do it, or I will find a way to get it done on my own. Even when it comes to family members and loved ones that can clearly help me and be happy to help me, I still don't want to bother them. I still don't want to feel like I'm a burden. Even though I know that I'm not to my loved ones. I know that's something that I have to work on. That's on me. That's not on them. Now, I'm telling you, as an adult, we have to give children more empathy, preteens more empathy, because it is hard being a preteen and a child. Just because you have material things doesn't mean you have the things that you want, like being accepted and being part of the gang, quote unquote. Now, that happened in fifth grade. Then in middle school, there was another boy that it was usually boys. And I'm not going to sit here and think, oh, they bothered me because they liked me. I don't believe that. I don't believe that if you bother me, you like me. There was a boy that made me hate an entire culture. That made me think everyone that was from his country was like this. So I stayed away from those people. This boy, now thinking back, I know that feeling upset about that is, how do I say, now it feels dumb. I know that I'm not dumb, but now it feels dumb that I was offended by that. The things that we get offended by when we're little, that the things that hurt our feelings when we're little might not be the same things that hurt us when we're adults. This boy used to tell me I looked like Celia Cruz, right? If you don't know who Celia Cruz is, Her last name is spelled C-R-U, Z as in zebra. Celia is spelled C-E-L-I-A as in apple. Google her. This woman was an icon from Cuba. She is no longer with us. This little boy used to tell me I look like Celia Cruz, so the whole entire school used to call me Azúcar. That's one of her famous songs, Sugar. That's how you translate it in English, Azúcar. Every time this kid saw me, he used to be like, Azúcar, Azúcar, and laugh and giggle. And I just used to hate that so much because La Mujer, this woman had curly hair. This woman was dark skinned like me. And it was a woman, and I'm a child. So I didn't really understand why he was calling me that. I don't know why I was getting offended. Because was he trying to tell me I was old? I don't know what he was trying to tell me, but I just know at the time it used to piss me off. Now as an adult, I'm like, thank you. You know, thank you. Because now I see it as, oh, you're telling me I'm an icon? You were telling me I was an icon? Sometimes we go through things that we may not see it like that when it's happening to us. And then when we reflect back on it, we're like, oh, I could have looked at it this other way. Then in high school, once again, I'm just going to say the nationality, Puerto Rican. The Puerto Rican boy in high school used to pick on me, in middle school used to pick on me, so I hated Puerto Ricans. Then in high school, the same thing. This Puerto Rican boy used to pick on me, so I hated Puerto Ricans. I made sure that I stayed within my culture, the Dominicans. I made sure, though, that I wasn't racist. That if there were people that were nice to me that were Puerto Ricans, that I didn't belittle them for being Puerto Ricans. Now, in high school, this boy wanted me to have sex with him, and I didn't want to. Mind you, I found this guy completely repulsing. Why? Because he had a girlfriend, and everyone knew that he had a girlfriend. This guy's name was Paul, and at the time, his girlfriend's name was Dolores. This guy used to harass me constantly when I'm gonna give him oral pleasure, not to say it the way that he was telling me. You know what I'm talking about. You know how he was telling me when I'm gonna, you know, he used to just scream that at me in the hallway. It was harassing. But at the time, I just was not the type of child to go into the main office and report anything like that. I just had very tough skin because I felt like I've already been through worse. So you telling me to give you oral pleasure is not the end of the world. That's just how I saw it. But the boy was harassing me. Anytime he saw me at the gym, he would tell me. If he saw me at the track outside of school, the backyard had a tennis court and the running track. I know that's not the name of it, of the sport. I just can't think of the name right now. We had a football field, right? So the backyard of the school was massive. It didn't matter where he saw me. If he saw me going into the bathroom, he would tell me when I'm going to do it to him. If he saw me that going up and down the stairs, he would tell me when I'm going to do it. It was just disgusting. And he always said it when people were around too. His boys were always with him and they would be laughing. And then one day he decided to be like, oh, but me telling her that is not causing her to be motivated into doing it. I don't really know what kind of reaction he wanted out of me. I never used to respond to him. I used to keep him moving. I used to ignore him. I was very cold. In high school, I was very cold to boys' BS. Super cold. And I'm choosing not to use bad words because in real life, I cuss like a pirate. I cuss like there's no one's business. And I'm trying to improve that part of me. There's nothing wrong with cursing. I don't think there's anything wrong with cursing. I am able to not curse. And I know this because I am 31 years old and I don't curse around my parents. I don't curse around my mom or my dad. I feel more comfortable though cursing around my mother, but when I'm talking to my sister, I'm not talking to my mom. That's what I mean. When I'm talking to my sister, I can say whatever. Whatever in English, a bunch of curse words. But in Spanish, when I'm talking to my mom, I don't dare say curse words out of respect to her, because growing up, my parents, neither of them used bad words. The most my dad would use is coño, and the most he would use in English is the F word. So, because I grew up with parents like that, I just felt like there's a time and a place to use curse words, and you can use them around certain people. And I'm just gonna choose to feel like I want to respect my parents by not being a cursing pirate, right? So that's why I'm choosing to not use profanity in the podcast, just trying to improve that area of me. Again, there's nothing wrong with cursing. If you want to do it in any social media platform that you're doing, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just choosing to stay clean for me, for my own purposes. Nothing wrong, again, with that. I'm sidetracking so much. ADHD much? Jesus Christ. I'm talking about secrets and how it's all gonna come together, I promise. So this boy, because it wasn't bothering me, he told me one day, oh, you have DSL. And that's the first time I heard that. And I didn't know what that was. So that's the first time that he caught my attention. Me, I'm a person that likes to ask questions. If I hear something that sounds interesting, or that I feel like, oh, I should find out what that is, I'm gonna ask. It doesn't matter if you're a policeman, a teacher, a famous person, my husband, I'm not ashamed to ask questions. I will ask questions. I feel very comfortable. Even at work, I will ask questions. So I told him, I'm like, what's DSL? And he told me, it is D sucking lips. D as in the male genitalia, right? So now that was his new insult. Every time he saw me, he was screaming, yo, DSL. DSL, you're wasting those lips, not using them on me. It was just, Jesus Christ. I started not liking my lips at that point, because I felt like, why is he only picking on me? Why now all of a sudden he's targeting a specific body part of mine? Then when that stopped affecting me, because I saw, you know what, there's a lot, like, people are attracted to me, and I'm attracted to people, so there's nothing wrong with my lips. My lips are fine the way that they are. So I started embracing them. It's terrible, you know, when we go through that, which is why this is why I say that being a teenager or a child is difficult, because someone will always find something to pick on you. You have big ears, you have a big nose, you have a pointy nose, you have a unibrow, your feet stink, you have hair in your arms. They will pick you apart. All these things that are normal about everybody's features, some of us sweat, some of us don't. So I have been talking to my daughter about her hygiene for years. I've always told her, when we always have to shower for health reasons, and you go to school, that means you cannot be assaulting other people's nose with body odor. You have to make sure that when you hit puberty, you have to use deodorant so that it can help you protect from sweating. Sweating is normal. I understand that. I understand that there's people that are using vegan products and this and that and the third. We're not doing that over here. We're not doing that vegan product deodorant stuff. Yes, I know it has metal in it, titanium, whatever it's called. I am aware of that. Yes, I'm aware a lot of products cause cancer or have cancerous things on them. I am aware of that. But I prefer to choose to not smell crazy around people, because I don't want to. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't want to smell other people's bad breath or other people's armpit sweats or any type of smell from their body. So why would I do that to them? I prefer not to stink in public. It is what it is. That's what I prefer. Some people don't have filters. They don't know you, and they might say, oh, you stink. I'm not going through that. I'm not going through that. No, ma'am. So, yes, I have a lot of empathy for my daughter for, one, hitting puberty at 8 years old, and she started growing as well. She started growing, She hit a growth spurt. I don't know where she started eating more, and her body parts started enhancing, and she started growing more hair. Normal things that happen to everyone, male and female, when you're in puberty. I started talking to her about one day you're gonna start to menstruate once a month if it's regular. If it's not regular, it won't be once a month. It might be once every other month. Everyone's body is different. This is a pad, this is a tampon, etc., etc. I was already talking to her about having a period since 7 years old. Now that she's reached the age of 10, she finally got it, and she didn't feel like sharing it with me. Now, my cousin's daughter already got her period when she was 10, and then my other cousin's daughter got hers when she was 9. I got mine at 12, so I already knew any day now. After puberty, I was like, any day now, she's gonna get it. And the day has finally come. I found out because I found something in the bathroom. Well, my husband found something in the bathroom and then gave it to me and said, oh, what is that? Is it what I think it is? And then I said, okay, I'm gonna have a talk with her. So I spoke to her and she said, oh no, it's just this and that. I try to make up lies. And I said, you don't have to lie to me. This is perfectly normal. We've had a conversation before about one day this was gonna happen to you. And she told me, I don't wanna have it. And I said, none of us do. Unfortunately, I don't know one female that likes to have their period. A lot of women nowadays don't even want to have kids. So having a period is an inconvenience for a lot of people at this time. And I talked her through it once again, and I said, do you have any questions? She said, no, she didn't have any questions. She already knew everything I had told her because we speak about it all the time. So at first, when I went to lay down, I teared up. And I felt bad because I was like, it's her first time and she hid it from me. She didn't want to tell me. She didn't want to share this vulnerable moment of transitioning from a child to a preteen to young womanhood. She's already been welcomed into the club now. And after I felt sad for 10, 20 minutes, I had to dry my tears and say, you know what? I can't take it personal. It's not that she doesn't trust me. It's not that she doesn't feel safe. It's that when we're at that age, that's just one of the things we might not want to share with other people because we might feel a little bit disgusting. We might feel like, why me? We have a million of emotions literally coursing through our body. The first thing we're not thinking of is, I need to go share it with the world. That is not, I promise you, it's not the first thing we're thinking about. So that's what I say. That's what I mean when I say I let my emotions take their place and time. I hold my emotions and I let them tell me what they want to tell me. And then I will let them know if it's true or not. I had to ask myself, does my daughter trust me? Just because she didn't tell me this one event? No, that doesn't mean that. I am thick as thieves with my mother, and there are things I don't tell my mother. Does that mean I don't trust my mother? Does that mean I'm not safe with her? No, it doesn't mean that. So I dried my tears and I said, I'm happy that I found out, and it's okay to also be sad if you found out and it wasn't that the person told you. You just found out somehow. Now, I like to say that I was blind to the signs as well because I low-key didn't want her to grow up because I first found evidence before and I asked her and she said it was nothing. So I let it go. I let it go because I was like, okay, you know, yay, she's still my baby. She's not gonna go through the BS that we go through as women. It's not time yet. It's not time yet, even though her body was clearly in my face changed. I'm talking facial structure, everything. She started to get crazy pimples. But I explained to her that because she has bangs, she needs to make sure she puts her bangs up so that her forehead, the oil from her hair, doesn't sink into the pores in her skin. Our skin has pores. I've been telling her about our skin pores, about our skin being a living organism for ages now. I've been telling her that. But I understand she's a child and she doesn't get it. And she prefers to have her bangs out so Her forehead is full, has a community of pimples. She feels uncomfortable with them. She feels self-conscious about them. She doesn't want them. She wants to evict them. But I tell her, until you keep your hair away from your forehead, they're going to stay. They're going to be living there rent-free. You have to make a decision. You're growing up. If you want to make changes in your body and they're safe changes, you have to make the decision whether you're going to do them or not. It's simply put a pin in your bangs on your head. Put it back. Just put it back. Then the second time I found evidence that she was transitioning into having her period, I told myself, you know what? I'm not. There's no way. Because the saying in my mind came, the thought that popped into my head was, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So I wasn't going to be a sucker this time. This time I opened my eyes and I said, this is evidence number two. Ain't no way. If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, then it's a duck. I have to pull myself together and be like, no, you ain't getting out of this one, buddy. She said, just with tears, Niagara Falls tears, thick tears. She was telling me she didn't want to have it. And I get it, baby girl, I get it. I went on my full detective mode on her. In a gentle way. I didn't harass her. I didn't force her to give me information. When I say full detective mode, I mean I told her the evidence and the facts. I found this. You told me this. Now I found your daddy found this. And you told me this. It's not adding up. That type of situation. And I told her I understood. And she didn't have to trust me to tell me any information if she didn't feel safe. And she told me, no, I trust you and I feel safe. I was ashamed. I felt embarrassed. I didn't want anyone to know. Please don't tell anyone. I told her, well, you say information to our loved ones all the time. And I've never told our loved ones your information. So this is an important part of your life, because guess what? When you go to our family member's house and you are having your period, you're going to have to ask a grown-up for a pad. It's not safe for you to sit in blood all day, every day. So it is important for our loved ones to know, because we go to their house all the time and you sleep over their house all the time. And guess what? Those women, like my sister and my mom, they have feminine products in the house. They have pads. They can give you one if you just ask for one. Your cousin is 12 years old and she already has it. She slept over with you when she had it. It's completely normal. It's completely normal what you're feeling and what you're going through. She admitted that she trusted me and she feels ashamed, even though I've told her those things that happen to our bodies are normal. Our hormones and all those things are normal. Everything that we go through as teenagers are very normal, despite of many people around the world not being educated enough and telling you that it's not normal, that you feel attracted to the opposite sex or same sex, whatever you're into. They tell you that you shouldn't feel like you want to touch them, like you want to do things with them. That's a lie. All of that is normal. All of that. Our bodies were made to procreate. So those people that are telling you you shouldn't want to procreate, they're not. Something is wrong with them. Today's recommendation, I have not done this in a while, I realized that. I would like to recommend the live action of Avatar The Last Airbender. It's on Netflix. I understand some people don't like it because they're comparing it to the original. I keep an open mindset anytime I watch a remake of anything. Anytime I watch a sequel of anything, I keep an open mind, because I understand that every generation art is different. Every generation point of view is different. So I like it. I like the Avatar, The Last Airbender live action on Netflix. I cannot say this is a trending topic. I have to say in other news, because what I'm going to say is sad, it's depressing, it's dark, and it's disgusting. I don't really know too many words to describe what I'm going to say. There's a girl from Florida. Her name is Madeline Soto, that was murdered. last month, and they are accusing the stepfather, and he has been claiming that he didn't do anything, but the evidence has found that that man has been abusing her sexually for 2 years prior to the little girl's death. When they interviewed this man, he said, and the mother, I quote, the mother in these videos, when you search for Madeline Soto, Soto is spelled S-O-T-O. Madeline is spelled M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. When you search for this little girl's name, to look at this news, the mom and the monster state that they dropped her off near school one morning, that she wanted to walk the rest of the way to school, and that they didn't know that she didn't attend school, and that the school told them at 4 o'clock that she didn't make it to school. The police found her body and ran tests, and this man thankfully is locked up, and there's gonna be multiple charges. This woman is claiming that this man didn't do it. This woman is claiming that he could never do that, this and that. When you look at that woman's face, you can see that there's no soul behind those narcissistic eyes. This is the kind of trash. I can't even call her woman. You're not a woman if you're allowing your children to be molested. You're not a woman if you're allowing your children to be raped. You're a monster. You are trash. You shouldn't be on this earth. The same thing that happened to that little girl needs to happen to that man. Equivalent exchange. I don't care. I don't care. That man deserves the chair. He deserves the chair. And so does the mom. Some women, some garbage human species, should not be allowed to have children. They shouldn't. I really hate the fact that you can give birth anywhere around the world and there's no screening. There's no thorough, deep, intimate, almost borderline harassing screening to make sure that those kids are going to be safe when they leave the hospital. How is it that we in 2024 human beings are still being raised by monsters? Human beings are still in homes that are not safe. Human beings still don't have a voice. Tiny little kids, their lights get turned off. Their voice get turned off at such a young, tiny age. This woman doesn't look sorry at all. This trash of a human species doesn't look sorry at all. She's standing by her man. She's standing by him. So many trash human species are out there preferring a man over their offsprings, and it's disgusting. I don't really know if there's a more revolting word to use to describe those type of human beings. Why am I even calling them human beings? They're garbage. You are garbage. Madeline Soto's mother is garbage. And she's the worst kind of garbage. The garbage that leaks and sticks and stinks and is moldy. And there's dead animals in there. And it's... I'm getting grossed out thinking about what I'm freaking describing right now. This beautiful little girl from Florida, her life was taken from this monster. The only good part is that I'm hoping she's in a better place and is no longer suffering because of the rape. And it's sad because some of these kids, this happens all the time, that some of these kids, no one notices. They're with their body language, no one notices, not a teacher, not a cousin, not an aunt, not a grandma. Nobody notices that these kids are going through that. This is why I check my daughter thoroughly. And I don't mean I open her privates. I mean, I check her arms, her legs, her silhouette, you know, her scalp. I touch her face and I ask her and I repeat to her all the time, if anybody touches you, your private parts, what do you do? She tells me, I will tell you and we will call the authorities. She's known that since she was 4 years old, and I don't care if you think 4 is too young to be telling someone that. My child has known her whole life not to sit in a man's lap. It happened to me. It happened to me. I was touched by someone. So why would I want that to happen to my daughter? It's not my mom's fault. It's not my mom's fault. She didn't know that that was going to happen to me. I don't blame her, and I have never blamed her. But because that happened to me, I have always prayed and begged God and the universe and all the beings that surround us that I don't want my daughter to go through that ever, whether she's 10 or whether she's 40, because people think that rape is more prone to happen when you're a little kid. There are grown-ups being raped as well. All the time. People think, oh, that woman is a sex worker. She can't possibly be claiming rape. Sex workers get raped too. You just never know. You just never know. And those disgusting men out there saying that if you wear provocative clothes, if you wear mini skirts, if you wear tank tops, you deserve to get raped because you're asking for it. You are a piece of trash. You're a piece of trash. I could be saying many pirate words right now because I'm getting angry just talking about this. Madeline Soto should have never happened. Child after child on a daily basis getting raped should never be happening. It should not be happening. Sometimes that's why I don't upload my daughter online wearing any kind of clothing, because I know there's sick, perverted trash out there taking screenshots of little girls in tank tops, little girls in crop tops, little girls in dresses. Some people might say, oh, you're being harsh. They're pedophiles of sickness. I don't care if it's a sickness. That's the one sickness I don't have empathy for. I don't have empathy for it. Not one bit. You need to get the chair. Get the chair. Let God forgive you. Let Him forgive you. Let Him forgive you. Any woman out there that has been through molestation, harassment, rape, the people doing it, I don't have any empathy for you. I don't have any empathy for you. I don't care if it's a sickness. I don't understand your sickness, and I don't want to. I hope this doesn't keep happening. I hope that if you're a mother out there, please keep your children safe, because it happens to boys as well. Keep your boys safe. If you can, wherever you're living at, you can sign up. You can subscribe. There you go. That's the word. You can subscribe to places that they give you sex offenders updates. I'm signed up for the one where I'm located at in New York. In New York, I get the list of sex offenders that are near me. I get notifications every day, bro. Every day. That's crazy, and it's a lot. When I first signed up for it, I thought, you know, this gonna be once in a while that I'm gonna get an email. I get emails every day about sex offenders, bro. Every day. I don't know how to describe how it's every day. And it also notifies me when they change their address. Literally next to me, there was a registered sex offender in the house next to where I live at. And they describe if the person owns a car and the license plate and the color of the car. The guy had a yellow car. I don't remember what was the brand of the car. I don't remember that because it was a year ago that he used to live in the house next door. And I told my husband about it. I was like, oh, there's a registered sex offender living in the house next door. And we were like, if that guy lives here any longer, we're going to have to move out. But thankfully, the guy moved, and it notified me where he moved. I don't remember what area he moved to, but I was like, bro, ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm getting this many notifications. Christ, it's bad. I knew it was bad before, but now when I get these notifications, I know it's bottom of the barrel terrible. Please keep your kids safe. Keep them safe. Keep each other safe. Keep your friends safe. Keep your parents safe. Keep everyone safe. There are people in elderly homes that are also being raped, and things are happening to them, and some of them are being threatened. Some of them don't have family members. Rape can happen at any age. Sexual assault can happen at any age. It's not something that's attached only to children. It happens to a lot of people. Please keep your loved ones safe. Please be extra nosy. Keep extra track of your loved ones' body language. Don't ever think that you're doing too much. Listen to your gut. Your gut, your intuition will always tell you when someone doesn't feel right and they're just not telling you. Obviously, don't force them into telling you the information. Just let them know, hey, I feel like something is going on with you. Your energy is kind of different. I'm getting a strange vibe, or I'm getting a heavy vibe. Sometimes I don't like to say I'm getting a negative vibe. I don't want them to feel like what they feel is invalid. So I like to say I'm getting a heavy vibe. I try to use words that don't make them feel invalid, don't make their emotions feel invalid, or what they're going through, that it's not valid. I use words to describe it, and I say, I'm feeling like something's going on with you, and whenever you're ready to share, I'm here. Just know I'm paying attention. Please pay attention to your loved one. That's all if I keep talking about this, I'm never going to end this episode, because I don't really like to have that type of content on social media, because I like to watch wholehearted things and positive things. But this was something that just landed on my For You page, and I just felt like you should talk about that, because it's something that happens. It's not something that people should be turning a blind eye to. Even if you don't know the kid in school, I know some people don't like to report certain things because they don't want to get into a tussle with adults. I know that I'm the kind of person that I would rather keep a child safe than care if the adults feel some type of way about me being nosy, me being this and that and the third. My objective is to keep that child safe. I don't really care about what you're doing. I don't. And you choose what to do with that information. There's kids that are being neglected in all kinds of ways, not just physically. Some kids are out there not being fed, not being bathed, not being sent to school. It's many things. Try to do better as a human being. Please try to do better as a human being. If how vulnerable I have been with you this episode, I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too. See, I couldn't even do the outro right. I forgot to say to please download the episode and follow me. Guys, I'm too vulnerable right now. You know what the outro sounds like. Please take care, guys.